who gave 500, 500, 500? I didn't move. I wasn't even thinking about giving. I knew I didn't have nothing to give. And finally they said, Brother Dave, who give $100? Who give $100? You know, people raise their hand, they write your name down, they give you a year to pay, that's a pledge. They was building all that facility there for that youth camp. They got to $100 by the time. So all of a sudden my heart started thumping. I was about to have an earthquake. Raise your hand. Give them $100. I said, Lord, I ain't got no $100. I sat there talking to the Lord. I ain't got no $100. Raise your hand. You'll get $100. Amen. Give it to this camp. It's a good cause. Oh, God. I raised my hand, Brother Daniel. They wrote my name down. Jason Painter. Write it down for $100. Amen. How I knew to do it. I thought if I go home and tell my mom and dad I get $100, they're going to whip me. Amen. I got here on their money and they ain't going to give me no more. Amen. And all I knew to do, I said, Lord, I got thinking in my mind, some old people. I said, I'll go home and talk to them about weed eating their yard. We're working for them. And if you'll help me get some work, I'm going to give this $100 for the cause of building this youth camp grounds. Amen. Hey, you know what I did, Brother Tony? I went home. I've been mowing lawns ever since. Hallelujah. Hey, it's not only paid back 100-fold. I don't even know how many folds it has paid back, Brother Daniel. Hey, God, I learned a very valuable lesson from a very young age. Give to God, His shovel's bigger. Hey, God, you give to God, He's got a bigger shovel than you got. Hey, God, I said, great. Two summers ago, summer before COVID, my oldest daughter, Raylan, was at the same youth camp. I helped put some money in many moons ago. And my oldest daughter prayed through the Holy Ghost in the same camp that I gave to 20 plus years ago. I said, it's still paying back dividends. I come to tell you, church, I better hurry. Put God first. It'll be all right. Put Him first. I said, He'll work it out. Amen.
Yes, He will.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm feeling good right here.
Bless you, Lord.
I got plenty more to preach.
Come on.
I still got 10 minutes, too. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on. I don't know why it is. Everybody thinks we got to be up at 9. Amen. Uh-huh. I got about 10 or 11 minutes. Hold on. Brother Tony, when I quit my job, I was going through that transition period. Quit St. Mary's Hospital. I was telling George a little bit about the other day. That was a hard transition, quitting at 32. But I was making $32.50 an hour when I quit St. Mary's Hospital. And you tell most people that, I'm going to quit my job to go mow lawns. They think you're crazy. Hey, man, I had them tell me that. Believe me, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. They said, well, be honest with you, I think it's crazy, too. That's what the Lord's telling me to do. Amen. Brother Tommy, hey, man, I stepped out for the Lord. I've been trying to do His work ever since. Sister Barb Cords came to me. That many of you know Sister Barb. She said, Jason, the Lord spoke to me. Hey, man, and said, to give Him my tithes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And while you're in this transition period, and she said, He said, He's going to bless you, and He's going to bless me too. I said, Sister Barb, I hate for you to do that, but if that's what you feel like doing, you do it. Amen. And, I'm not here just saying things. I know she's dead and gone. But the time that she started off giving me, amen, some money, and every month it got bigger and bigger and bigger. I said, Sister Barb, you're giving me too much. I know you ain't making this kind of money. She said, Jason, you'd never believe it. It was in the Christmas time of year. She said, so-and-so give me $500. So-and-so give me this much. She said, I've been getting bonuses from all kinds of people. She said, I've been making more money than I've ever made in my life. I learned from a very valuable young age. Give God the first. Put God first. And sit back. And He'll bless and make a way.
Amen.
Brother Jamie, we started. Keep on.
You're blessed to go.
Yeah. I quit my job and we thought it was anymore. We thought we was going to stand in soup line. Well, it's real.
Blessed to go.
It took 3 or 4 years, but it's really panning out.
Right.
But anyway, Brother George, Sister Barb said she works for, I don't know how many people Barb worked for, 15, 20 people. 70 years old. She's old.
Yeah.
Cleaned a lot of houses. And she started bringing me and Michelle her she get the paper from all these old people she worked for, and she get the coupon section out, and she thought us have coupon bud, George. We go to Dollar Tree, they hated to see us coming, they literally got mad at us. We take them coupons in there, and they give a Olay soap. They give a dollar coupon, and they sell them for a dollar a bar in a single box at the Dollar Tree. We go down there with 18 Olay coupons and get 18 bars of soap free of charge. They get mad at the Hornet. I don't know why they did. They act like there's money out of their pocket. They get mad at the Hornet. Sister Peggy, Bart taught us how to coupon. I mean, we had our shit all stacked with toothpaste. How did Michelle tell you better than me? We had all kinds of stuff stacked up. Sister Bart kept bringing them coupons. I said, Sister Bart, thank you, amen. Thank you, but we don't need them for a while. We got so much soap and toothpaste and deodorant, amen, and our shampoo and all this stuff, and we hardly pay anything. I appreciate you helping us. But I don't need any more coupons. Not for a while. And I never forget what she said. She said, take them and get it anyway. And what you get, give it away. Give it away. And she said, and watch the Lord, how he'll bless. I come to tell you today, learn to put God first. Learn to give to God. Hey, he'll bless you like you've never had a blessing before. Greg, I said, give to the Lord. It's worth praying. It's worth working. And it's worth sacrifice.
Amen.
You know, if you go serve God, it's going to cost you some sacrifice.
Yes. It will.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, George, it's sad. It really is. But I used to be a sportsman. I used to be able to hunt, fish. I ain't fished in so long. I don't think I know how to fish. I just don't have to bite my hook on itself. I ain't saying that boasting or bragging, but between work and church, I ain't got a lot of time for much else. And the kids, you know.
Well, that's him, Lord.
I tell you, Brother Tony, I don't say that begrudgingly.
No.
If I can, Brother George is going to let me catch a fish or two, if we can. Amen. Great God. If he's got to get him on the hook and then give me the pole. Amen. I'll really mean it. Hallelujah. He's going to teach me how to fish again. But I tell you, Brother Tony, I don't fish and hunt. We grew up catching them catfish and them carps. I mean, we grew up on the river. That's what we did. But we fished live bait and stuff like that. But anyway, I ain't did so much of that in so long. I say the other day, I thought, man, it's been at least 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, since I've been to like a river or a lake. I've been to a couple little ponds, amen. But since I've actually fished them, it's been so long. And I think about how I really don't do a lot of things that I grew up that I used to do. And the old devil tried to get me on that old guilt trap and say, look at all you're missing out on. I said, oh, no, devil. I ain't missing out on nothing. Look down there at church, old John Turner. Amen. Look at that devil. He just gave his heart to the Lord. Look down there at Carla. Amen. She just gave her heart to the Lord. Look at old Brother George. Tears in his eyes. I see him crying in the altar. The other night. That's no mean luck to a lot of folks. But he raised his hands and he said, Lord, I thank you for bringing me to this little church. I thank you for this family. That means a lot. I gave up a lot, but it's worth it. I said it's worth it. I said it's worth it. Sacrifice, church. Sacrifice. Give. Go. Do for the Lord, and it'll be worth it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes.
Thank you, Mighty God.
I love you, Brother John. I really do.
Amen.
He shook my hand back there a month or so ago, and he said, Brother Jason, I wanted to tell you. And when he said it, something pierced my heart, and I felt it from the fifth rib. He said, Brother Jason, I want to let you know. I appreciate you being my pastor. That meant something to me, John. I said, that meant something to me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I said that pearl is very valuable. I said it's very valuable. That pearl's valuable. Did you know that? But it's also invisible. Amen. Hey, God in heaven, the pearl, amen, is the only gem known to man that cannot be cut. Did you know that large diamonds can be cut and made into smaller, valuable stones? Hey, God, you can take a big diamond and cut it all kinds of pieces and fill it a lot of different ways. But a pearl, it's got to be whole, Brother Chuck. You got to leave it whole. Amen. If you cut it, if you break it, if you crush it, it's invaluable. Hey, I come to tell you, church, amen, the church is very valuable to God, but we
We got to stay together. We can't divide. We can't be cut. We can't be crushed. Well, I said, Jesus, he don't have a Pentecost church and a Baptist church and a Methodist church. He's got a church. Did you know that? And if you're saved by the blood of Jesus, you're part of the church. And if we're together, we're very valuable.
Yes, Lord. Be to God.
Jesus. Amen.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Great God. Philippians 1:27. I was gonna have some of these read, but I'm running out of time. Amen. If I can even find it. Great God. Amen. Philippians 1:27. I want to read you this and I'm done. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast. Brother Tommy, while I'm reading this, I want to get another one. I got to get this. 1 Corinthians 1:10. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I love this. Only let the conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit. A church that's divided ain't worth a dime.
That's right. You're right.
A church that fights and bickers one another ain't worth a dime.
Right.
A church that rebels against authority and rebels against any kind of leadership, you're in the wrong place.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. I heard about that church, Brother Harvey, where they was remodeling and they tried to figure out what color carpet to put in there, and half of the church said they wanted dark blue. Amen. Half of the church wanted light blue, and they was fighting over what color carpet, and half said, well, if you put the dark blue, we're leaving. And the other half said, if you put the light blue, we're leaving. The pastor didn't know what to do. You shouldn't put your pastor in a place like that. And the pastor didn't know what to do, so they struck a line right down the middle of the church, and half of it's dark blue and the other half's light blue. You ain't got a church like that. You ain't got unity. You ain't got a pearl. Amen. That's been divided. Hey, God. Hallelujah. My. Hey, man, give me a couple more minutes. I'm running into your time now. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Did you hear that? Amen. That ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving what? Together for the faith of the gospel. We're to have one spirit and one mind, striving together for the spirit of the gospel. We're together, church. We ain't no good by ourselves. We ain't no good isolated. But what's made the church so valuable and so important for over 2,000 years is she stood together.
When
I've been down, you've helped me. And when you've been down, I've helped you.
Yes, you have.
I don't know what's on me. Sometimes the devil magnifies stuff in our mind. Y'all remember it well. But I come to church for 2 or 3 services, and I was so bombarded about it. It was during this COVID. That's a lot of it, really. Seeing folks. I mean, it was sad.
Yeah.
First, the governor shuts you down. You can't have 10 people in the church. Go to Walmart, the place is packed. Amen. So we couldn't have nobody for a long time. And then when we did start back, everybody was afraid to come. And it just weighed on me. That was part of it, but that was another thing. And I was so heavy, Brother George, I come to church one day. And I was heavy. And finally, I stood up here. I said, guys, y'all gonna have to pray for me. I don't know what it is. I've got a weight on me. Feels like a 100-pound sack of corn. Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
I got a weight on me. And I stood right here. And y'all prayed for me. Now, I've been helped a lot of times. I've been healed. I mean, the Lord's done a lot of things for me in my life. But that morning, Brother Tommy, I literally felt that weight lift off my back.
Oh, we need a God.
I've never felt nothing like that in all my life. I left that place and I was free as a bird. I left that place and I had joy unspeakable and full of glory. I left that place, Brother Daniel, and I mean that weight was off my back. I've been carrying that for a long time. I'd have never got that if I had not been in one faith and one mind with one body of believers. I've never got that victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me now? Hey, I got you here. I'm going to go ahead and preach to you just a few more minutes. I said we need to be in one mind. Hallelujah. Hey, God, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen.
That's Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Tommy, give me hallelujah, the one I told you. Was it 1 Corinthians 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Listen. They all speak the same thing.
Listen, listen. He said, I beseech you. By the mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I want you all to speak the same thing. Listen here, how many times he says same?
Yeah. And that there be no divisions among you.
I want you to speak the same thing. I don't want you to have no divisions. Go ahead.
But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Woo. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Yes.
Amen. I want you to get together on some things. Get together on some things. Don't be divided. Don't have half of you doing this and half of you doing that. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in this, that, and the other, and this, that. Amen. That's why a lot of times churches get labeled as cults. Well, if you go down to that church, you got to do this, that, and the, it ain't a matter of that. Amen. Brother Tommy, I've given up things before that I necessarily didn't feel like was wrong, but I knew I was going to that body of believers and didn't believe in this, so I gave it up because I wanted to be in the same mind and in the same spirit. I didn't want to be, amen, causing division, but I wanted to be part of the unity. I wanted to be part of the glue that held things together. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you, church, he wants us to be of the same mind and of the same spirit. Amen. Fitly joined together. Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
bless the Lord.
I want to get together, don't you?
Amen.
Help me out of here, Sister Mary. I'm done.
Jesus.
Amen. Lastly, the pearl reflects light. One of the outstanding qualities of a pearl is its ability to reflect light.
Right.
The luster of a pearl, or the lack thereof, determines its value. A lustrous pearl, one that shines light, is worth a lot of money.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be God.
Did you know the church is the light of the Lord?
Amen.
We're lights in the dark world.
Yes, we are.
And we're to shine the light of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love what that silversmith said that time when that teacher was teaching that young apprentice to be a silversmith. And he was teaching him, you know, it's very silver is very valuable, very brittle.
Yeah.
You got to heat that up and boil it. And if you boil it too long, it's brittle and it breaks and it's worth nothing. If you don't boil it long enough, amen, then it's hard and it's invaluable. You got to boil that silver till it's just right, amen, to mold and make things with silver out of it. And that young apprentice said, well, I'm so confused. How in the world am I ever going to know when it's just right? If it's too hot, it's no good. If it's not hot enough, it's no good. How am I going to know when it's just right? He said, I'll tell you when. When you can look down and see your reflection, you'll know it's just right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you can see the reflection of the Lord in your life,
amen,
that's when you...
Amen.
I want to shine the light of the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
I said I want to shine His love in my heart, don't you?
Yes.
Great God, stand with me in this house. I preached to you the best I could. Amen. There's much more that can be said about the pearl. We can talk about it being round, which speaks of the eternal nature of the church. There's no end. Great God, Sister Dottie. Amen. The book of Acts, did you know all the other New Testament books has a beginning and has an ending? But the book of Acts is the book of the church. It talks about the start of the church, but it has no ending. You know why? Because there's no end to the church. It's still rolling on, and it's going to roll on through the eons of time. And when we live for God, with God forever, hey, amen, the pearl is round, amen, which speaks of its eternal nature. We can mention that there is only one pearl to an oyster, and there's only one church. Did you know that?
Right?
We can talk about the fact that the vast majorities of pearls are white, which speaks of purity. Amen. We got to be pure if we're going to go to God's heaven. Oh yes, I think we've seen enough to know that the Lord has called His church that pearl of great price. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
After all He's done for it. Amen. After all that He's went through for it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It's easy to see the high place that the church holds in the heart of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He loves His church.
Yes, He loves it.
I said He loves His church.
Praise God.
Bless you, God.
Holy.
Are you a member of the church?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Are you a part of the church?
Come on.
I like when people talk like Brother George talked this morning. Everybody needs to talk like that. Brother George was excited, man. We had church this morning.
Yes.
Well, George, he stood up at church. He said, I'm part of this. He said, I'm part of this. I like that. He said, I'm part of this.
And we're glad.
And we're glad. I'm part of this right here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Hardy, I know it's a long drive for you, buddy. The last Sunday, he said, I feel part of this church right here. Amen. I want you to feel part of this. If you want to run, you run. If you want to hee-haw, give a war hug, keep like an Indian holler. Amen. Great God, be a part. That's what we want. Be a part. Amen. Hey, God. I said, be a part of the work of the Lord. Amen.
Woo. Are you saved?
Amen.
Are you a part?
Yes, I am.
Be a part.
Jesus.
Be a part.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you doing everything in your power to make sure that your church is beautiful?
Glory be to God.
Naturally, yes. I want to make it as beautiful as I can. Spiritually, oh yes, I want to make it as beautiful as I can.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I told you before, I ain't going to let the grass get high. Of course, we painted all the walls. We did a lot of stuff in here the last several years, but if them walls go get dingy, you let me know. We're going to paint the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
That's right.
These lights go to... We've had a couple lights go out. Well, we're going to get the lights back on. You let one or two lights go out, let the fan start hanging out about half down, let the order get crooked, and I mean, just let things start going downhill.
Yeah.
Woo! Right. And then people will say they don't think much of that church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's very valuable, Sister Alicia.
Amen.
It's very valuable to me.
God.
Amen.
We come down here a lot of times, clean church, painted, worked. Did stuff, and the girls naturally, they're young, they're learning. They said, Dad, why you got to do so much? I said, great God, why not? Why not us? Why not us go down here and do stuff for the Lord? Why not go down here, amen, and clean the church? Why not go down here and cut the grass? Why not go down here and paint? It just can be as good for us as anybody else, amen.
Amen.
Great God. There's a lot of people done a lot here, and I thank you for all you've done. We're going. Keep it beautiful in the Lord.
Amen.
But also, everyone else can do a part. Keep it beautiful.
That's
spiritually.
Right.
Amen.
That's it.
I don't want to let one service go by. You come to church and you don't feel good, and you're in a bad mood, don't come to church and be in a bad mood.
Praise be to God.
Put on a front if you have to for 2 hours. Just go to praise and worship God. You'll feel better.
You'll feel better.
I ain't always felt like it either, Brother Harvey. I've come to church many times and I didn't feel like it.
Praise the Lord.
But I come here and I acted like I felt good.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you.
Brother Randy Webb and I was talking. He's quite comical. We was just talking. That preacher talked the other night, and he's been there for like 38 years. Brother Mike's been there 42 years. 38 years he's been over at King Mountain with Randy Webb. And he said, and he's talking about all that he'd been through, and we was just laughing. I said, oh, man, I said, I've been there too. I said, so many times I told Michelle, I said, Michelle, I've had all I could do. All I can take, I'm just going to quit. Amen. Until finally I realized, if I ever say that again, I'm going to quit. I'm going to make my mind up. I'm going to give this everything I got. I'm going to quit worrying about quitting. Amen. It's been a lot better ever since. Brother Randy Webb, he said, I thought that 1,000 times. He said, but I finally realized I can't let them know how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
He said, I've told them now. He said, I've been there so long. He said, I told them here a while back. He said, when I die, he said, they're going to bury me right out there inside the door. And you got to walk past me every time you come in. He said, you're going to have to walk past this old preacher. He said, I'm an icon around here. I've been here 38 years. Amen.
That's right.
He said, you're going to have to walk past me to come in this house. Hallelujah. Let the devil know that. Tell the devil, say, devil, you ain't going to run me. Devil, you ain't going to dictate my spiritual walk with God. Devil, I've listened to you long enough. Amen. I ain't gonna come to church and be in a mother grudge and hang my head and hold me, oh my. No, devil, I'm gonna come to church whether I feel like it or not. And I'm gonna lift my hand and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Go down there to his house and praise him. Go down there to his house and worship him. It's hard to tell what might happen. Amen.
You're right.
Boy, you got raw forms this year tonight. Amen. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Bless the God.
Many times, Brother Tommy, I've come to church and preached out of obligation.
Bless him, Lord.
Saying this, trying to say this reverently. I'm sure you've been there, Brother Tommy.
I've been.
But I've been tired. I've been wore out. My back's hurt. My feet's hurt. My brain hurts. And I said, Lord, am I going to be able to do this or not? And I've got up to preaching many times out of obligation. But because I was obedient.
That's it.
The Holy Ghost got in that.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost helped and touched and moved.
Holy God.
Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord.
I come to church one night, Brother George. My tooth had been throbbing. I don't know for how many days I called. There wasn't nobody. They wanted me to go down there and get a root canal or pull it out, and I didn't really want to pull it out. It wasn't right behind my eye tooth. I was doing my best trying to keep it. My tooth was hurting so bad, and it was a Thursday night, and I didn't feel like preaching, but I come early anyway, and I sat back there and I studied, Brother George, and I said, I'm going to do my best to preach tonight. Amen. Didn't feel like it one bit, but I was just going to do my best. Amen. Brother Jamie and Brother Daniel Miller come in. You met Brother Daniel, I think. Brother Daniel Miller. He come in that night, and I said, thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Lord. So Daniel come up here, and I said, Brother Daniel, won't you preach tonight? And he said, well, he always does that. He looks at you. I didn't come to that. I said, that's all right, Brother Daniel. Go ahead. Go ahead and preach, man. Go ahead and preach. I want you to. I didn't want to tell him. I'm hurting. I don't feel like you. I said, go ahead. I want you to preach. I was begging him to, really. Preach.
We got to preach that night on healing.
Yeah, sure did.
If I had to come to church that night, I'd have went for a hard tail and hell on with a toothache. He came to church that night and he preached on healing. He said, God can heal anything. He said, God wants to heal somebody right here tonight.
Glory be to God.
Brother Daniel, I had a long walk to the altar. I was standing right here. And he said, who wants to be healed now? I took a couple steps and I said, me. I want to be healed tonight.
Yes.
I got a horrible pain in my tooth. They laid hands on me and they prayed for me, Brother Chuck. I know God could heal a toothache. But when you're hurting and throbbing like that, boy, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Amen. But somehow, some way, church is over, that tooth quit hurting. Don't testify that the Lord healed you. You get home, that thing's going to hurt some more. So I held off. A day or two went by, and that tooth quit hurting. I mean, that pain was gone.
Gone.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I started testifying, the Lord healed that too. On a night when I didn't feel like coming to church, on a night when I didn't feel like preaching, I was going to do all those things anyway. I was going to make myself. But the Lord come in because of my obedience and healed me that night.
Thank you, Lord.
Do it anyway. Do it anyway, whether you feel like it or not. Do it anyway.
Thank
you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hey, God in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to be a pearl, don't you?
Yes.
Sorry, Sister Bray, give me a tune there. I want to be a pearl, don't
Woo!
You? I want to be the pearl of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to be that pearl of great price, which is the church of the living God. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's get in these altars tonight. You're valuable to God. You're very important to God. Amen. He thought so much of you, great God, that he sent his only begotten Son to bleed and die on the cross because he loved you. I said he loves you. I said he cares about you. He cares about what you care about. He hurts when you hurt. Great God, you're valuable in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Come on, church. Come on, church.
From my sins that I could be saved.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire. Someone in pain. Take this world, it's worth.
Fellowship Church.
Yeah.
We got the power.